Blog Talk Radio.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my
telling the Lord what you're going through. How many are trusting in the Lord with all thine heart and leaning not unto thine own understanding? How many are allowing him to direct you in all thy paths? How many are acknowledging him in all thy ways? Amen. Amen, amen. The scripture said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen, amen. We say greetings to you once again in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We're coming in the name of a name that is above every name. Ah, for we know that the name of Jesus, hallelujah, it produces power. It produces results. Ah, it's an anointed name. You can call on that name. Devils tremble when you call on the name of Jesus. Problems dissipate when you call on the name of Jesus. Chaos and confusion is turned around when you call on the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm excited about that name on today, because there's no other name whereby given unto men that we must be saved. And at the name of Jesus, every knee, excuse me, shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We greet you again. I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm excited about another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Today is Monday, December the 3rd, in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2012. I tell you, it is a wonderful blessing to yet be in the land of the living. Almost a month ago, I couldn't have been on this line giving a testimony. I couldn't have even been in the land of the living. But the Lord saw fit to have me back. Hey, he saw fit to spare my life. And for that, Lord, I say thank you on today. We greet in every one of you again in the name of Jesus. We thankful that you are tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on this live broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also on the broadcast on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock a.m. I know it's early for some folks, but some of us have to rise early. If you want the blessing of the Lord, sometimes you got to rise early. So we're on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time, and 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this segment is being hosted by my dear friend and my sister in Christ. That's none other than Minister Billy Burns, excuse me, of Apex, North Carolina. She and I have been friends for over 12 years. I met her when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. She and her lovely husband, Elder Albert Burns, and their four lovely boys and their daughter. And I tell you, we've been friends ever since. Amen. So she's hosting a segment on Saturday morning, and I want to encourage you all to tune in and listen to that powerful segment that she's hosting. It's titled They Overcame. And if you turn to Revelation 12 and 11, you'll see that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So we are extending an invitation for you to join us on Saturday morning. If you have a powerful testimony where you know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, where would you be? If you have a testimony where God did something miraculous in your life, we know he's a provider of bread. We know he's a provider of food and shelter and clothing, all of those good things. He promised us in his word that he would do that. But sometimes God does something that men deem impossible. God does impossible things. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing impossible for the Lord that we serve. Amen. So if you have a powerful testimony where God has delivered you from death, hallelujah, where he's healed you of incurable diseases, hallelujah, where he brought you out something that should have been tragic, hallelujah, we want to hear your testimonies. Amen, amen. So again, we're on here on Saturday morning. And then Sunday morning, we have early morning prayer. We have early morning prayer that began at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 7 in California, and it's 9 o'clock, hallelujah, in the Central Zone, and it is 10 o'clock in the Eastern Standard Zone. So before you get ready, or while you're getting ready to go to your houses of worship, if you would just take 30 minutes, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes to just offer up some prayer, you'll see the difference when you walk into your house of worship. Hallelujah. You bring the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Amen, amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. And we're also excited about our upcoming conference on this weekend. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm excited and I'm looking for God to do some marvelous and wonderful and wondrous work in this conference on next week. Amen. Also, this conference will be held on December 7th and 8th, this coming weekend, 2012. Amen. And it will be held at Christ Redeeming Center at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton. And the pastor of that church is none other than Overseer Dr. Kenneth E. Burford and First Lady Burdell Burford. Amen. We're looking to have a high time in the Lord. Service will commence at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday. And on Saturday morning, we're starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Amen. And our theme for this conference is Let Brotherly Love Continue. How many know we have to let this love continue? If you have any love, you got to let it flow in your heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen. Now, the luncheon tickets we're having on this luncheon will be on Saturday, and those tickets are $25 for the luncheon. But I tell you, after you feast on that lunch, then you'll be able to receive some word for your soul, some food for your soul. Amen. You'll be empowered to pursue your destiny in Christ, and you'll also be empowered about true fellowship. I tell you, we have some wonderful speakers. On Friday night, you don't want to miss Dr. Winston Singleton Jr. of Great Enrichment Ministries, Los Angeles, California. He will be ministering to us on Friday evening, and also on Saturday, part one and part two. You don't want to miss this powerful teaching of Christian character development. That's what he's going to be expounding on Friday night, and part two will be on Saturday. And then many of you all have heard the prophetess, and that's none other than Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer and Compassion Ministry. She will be ministering for us on Saturday in a seminar that Saturday, so you don't want to miss her. If you're looking for a prophetic word from the Lord, you need to be here in this conference. And also later, we also are going to have Dr. Kenneth Burford, who's hosting this at his church. And that's none other than Dr. Kenneth Burford, and he'll be speaking also on True Fellowship 101, and you don't want to miss this powerful man of God. Amen. And Prophetess Harrison will be teaching and preaching and giving us a lesson on the power of prayer. How many know that it's power in prayer? Amen, amen. So we bless the Lord for that on this coming week in, and you don't want to miss it. Amen. And I am not a person that come on this line to beg, but I'm asking you all to sow a seed. Those of you that can't be in this conference, I'm asking every one of our listeners, every one of our supporters, everyone that call in and participate in this, on this line with Time of Reflection, I'm asking you to sow a $25 seed. You're not here, but you can enable someone else to be blessed. Sow a seed into this ministry, for this is good ground, and we're going to have a wonderful time. Also, on this coming Thursday, you don't want to miss the preview. We're going to have Dr. Winston Singleton on ministering to us on this coming Thursday. So invite your friends and your neighbors, those of you that live in different areas of the nation that can't come to this True Fellowship Conference. Tune in on Thursday, and you're going to hear the man of God, Dr. Winston Singleton, and he's going to be expounding on Let Brotherly Love Continue. And his subject matter, he's going to be dealing with is Christian character development. How many know if you don't have any character as a Christian, if it has not been developed, then you won't even know how to fellowship with me like God has designed for us to do this thing. Amen. So we're looking for you to be a blessing. Amen. You can email us and you can mail us. Our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702. That's Stockton, California. And our zip is 95205. Once again, that's P.O. Box 5702. Stockton, California, 95205. And you can email me at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We certainly welcome all of your prayer requests, all of your comments, all of the things that you would like to bless this ministry and our listeners with. We welcome it in the name of Jesus. So this week, our destiny focus is our theme for our conference. Amen. And we don't know what the week is going to bring, but we just believe in God that he's going to perform, and he's going to do some extraordinary things in this conference. I don't know about you. I'm just not excited because I am the host. I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. If I wasn't the host, and you were hosting it, and I was able to attend, I would be there. Amen. So this week, our destiny focus is let brotherly love continue. And that's what we're going to be discussing in this True Fellowship Conference. How many know that it pleases God when the body of Christ can come together for true fellowship? Amen. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer right now, and we're going to get right on into what God is speaking to us on this afternoon. Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly once again. God, and we thanking you for giving us an opportunity to come on this broadcast with New Destiny Ministries. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you, Lord God, for those that even go back into the archives after everything is said and done. Those that go back on and listen to these messages live. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for almost commemorating 1 year on this Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for all the listeners, over 13,000 listeners in 1 year that have listened to this broadcast. Lord God, we're not boasting in ourselves, but we're boasting in the God that we serve. Because the God that we serve, he's B-I-G. He's the only big in our life. He's the only big God in our life, Lord God, and we thank you for him. Hallelujah. We are for his mercy. I'm on the line, Winnie. Hmm. continue to remember the Claiborne family, Lord God. Remember them in a special way. Remember Jay Fell and Tay Tay, and remember Darius and Rodney and Tierra, Lord God. Remember them in a special way, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking you to put your blessing on this conference on this coming weekend, Lord God. Remember our speakers, Dr. Singleton. Remember Prophetess Harrison, Lord God. Remember Dr. Burford, Lord God. Remember Pastor Ashton Adams, Lord God. Remember our psalmist lady, Carol Stafford Adams, Lord God. And remember even our Senior Vice President Evangelist Doris Campbell, and remember the National Director Dorothy Green, God, and all the participants that's coming out, Lord God. Let them receive something, Lord God, something that's going to empower and enhance and strengthen their life with you, Lord God. Something that will enable them to transform some other one's mind, Lord God. Something that would enable them to still tell people, Lord God, everywhere they go about the goodness of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We're looking to you, Lord God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You're the only God. You're the greatest thing that ever happened to us. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We give you glory and we give you honor for everything that you're doing. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And as I said, our theme for this True Fellowship Conference 2012 is Let Brotherly Love Continue. And as I begin to just let that marinate in my heart on this past weekend, the Lord said that, and then you talk about love, talk about let brotherly love continue. They're going to be talking about true fellowship in the conference. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me to focus this week on let brotherly love continue. And as he began, you know, our reference scripture that we're using for this conference is Hebrews 13:1. And if you turn quickly to that, we're just going to read that one verse where it says, let brotherly love continue. But let's read that other. Let's read, let's read verse 1 through 3. We want to read those into your hearing on today, and we're going to do a little walking today because I'm feeling this thing. Hallelujah. And as you begin to expound on this word, you begin to feel this thing. Amen. It said, let brotherly love continue. And verse 2 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, hallelujah, as bound with them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in this body. In the body. What are you saying? What is this scripture saying to us? Hallelujah. We know that Paul wrote this particular book. Hallelujah. But let's look at this. Let brotherly love continue. What is the Lord telling us, people? You are my brother and my sister in Christ. When he said brotherly love, he's including female and male, because remember, there's neither male nor female in Christ Jesus. We all are one. Yes, he gave male a certain responsibility, then he gave the female a certain responsibility. But when it comes to Christ Jesus, when it comes to his body, we all got to be on the same page. He said, let brotherly love continue. Now, people of God, when we look at the word continue, when we look at that word, what is it saying? Continue, continue, continue. When I look at that word, I said, Lord, well, what are you trying to say? You know, anything that we deem as a continuation, we have to know that there was an origination. There was a beginning. So as I looked at that, I said, now, God, what are you saying to us? Because, you know, you go through life and with your normal family, and, you know, we're supposed to have love one for one another with our natural family. But I'm reminded in Galatians 6:10, the Bible says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto the household. soul of faith. We have to have a special love. We have to go beyond what we would normally do for our natural brothers and sisters. That's right. That's right. Time right there, right quick. Because, see, I like to bring in scripture. Because sometimes folks think you just talking. And you just talking, and maybe you got your own Bible. But turn to Galatians 6. Lord, I bless you on today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity. What is opportunity? That means when you see a sister or brother that you don't even know or that you may know, but you don't care for them too much because you don't have a relationship with them. You just have sized them up and you judged them by what you see. You don't know nothing about them. You don't even know where they was born. You don't even know how old they are. But we just look at folks and we prejudge them and we say, oh, God, I don't like her. I don't like him. Well, you don't even know what you like. You don't even know what to pray for. Let's go to 6 and 10. It says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. Yeah, that word is good. When you love folks, you'll do good by us. Love requires sacrifice. Love requires you doing good by me. Unto all men. But look at this latter clause, say, especially. What does that mean, especially? Especially means you got to go beyond what your normal activity would be. You got to go beyond what you would normally do. Oh, yes, Lord, I hear you today. Especially unto them who are the household of faith. Who is of the household of faith? Let me just, Lord, I bless you today. Let me just share with you who's of the household of faith. That's your brothers and your sisters in Christ Jesus. That's your brothers and your sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today, God. Yes. So when I look at that word, he said, let brotherly love. That means the brotherly love. What is brotherly love? Brotherly love is a special love. It's a special bond that you should have for your brothers and sisters. Even it extends a little bit further than that. Your brothers is everyone that you encounter. The bum on the street, that's your brother. The drug addict, that's your brother. The dope dealer, that's your brother. The prostitute, that's your brother. When he said continue, what does continue mean? Continue means to go on after something stopped. After it's been interrupted. It means to keep on. Some course or some action. Don't stop it. Let it extend. Let it remain. Let it abide. As Jesus said in one of our lessons a couple of weeks ago with abide in the vine, Jesus said abide in the vine. Hallelujah. If you abide in the vine, you got to let love continue. Oh, I get excited about this thing. I get excited when I begin to talk about the word of God, because the word is what gives life. It's what gives substance. It's what gives meaning to life. Without this word, I would be nothing. Hallelujah. Without this word, I could do nothing. Without this word, I wouldn't even know that there was a God. Hallelujah. Without this word, I couldn't activate my faith. Hallelujah. Because what is faith? Faith is believing. Believing in something that you've never seen. Hallelujah. But just holding true to that it does exist. I believe that Jesus lives because he lives down in my soul. Hallelujah. I bless him on today. So we're talking about continuing. We're talking about keeping on. We're talking about extending this. We're talking about something that's going to last, something that's going to endure. Let brotherly love continue. Don't stop because you fall out with somebody. Don't stop because you in one denomination and they in another. Don't stop loving them because they might have their dress to their ankle and you might have yours to your knees. Don't stop because they might have on a little pair of studs and you might have on some chandelier. Don't stop. Bible said, let brotherly love continue. Now, turn with me quickly. Lord, I bless you on today. Let's go to Romans, and let's see what Romans is saying. Romans chapter 12. Y'all ain't ready for me, but that's all right. I want y'all to be ready for the speakers this weekend that's going to be in the True Fellowship Conference. Don't get ready for Evangelist Adrian. Don't get ready for Sister Benoit. Get ready for these speakers that God is going to anoint to give you a word that's going to empower you to collect blood brotherly love, continue. That's going to empower you and transform your life. That's going to empower you to have fellowship with the brethren. We divided. That's why we can't get nothing done. They get more things done in the world because guess what? They come together for a common cause. They come together for a common purpose. They come together for a common objective. But the people of God, we can't even come together and get on one accord for prayer. Just prayer. Oh, he prayed too long. God ain't called me for prayer. She ain't anointed. He ain't anointed. Well, ain't nobody anointed but you. Let you tell it. But I'm here to tell you. Huh? When the prophet told the Lord, say, Elijah told the Lord, say, Lord, ain't none left but me. He went hid. I am a Moshatta. And he told the Lord, ain't nobody left but me. And the Lord said, well, fella, what are you talking about? You don't know who I am. You don't know who I am. I thought after everything I brought you through, Elijah, hallelujah, that you would have a little more faith, that you would have a little more confidence in me. Jezebel, I ain't scared. You scared of Jezebel, but I'm not. I made Jezebel for the evil day. I set her up for the evil day. But let me serve you notice, brother. You're not the only one. I got 7,000 haven't even bowed. Matter of fact, 7,000 ain't even uttered a word to Baal. You better get up off of me. God is talking to us today, and he's going to continue to talk for the rest of this week. Let brotherly love continue. How many is willing to let brotherly love continue? How many want to see the salvation of the Lord? How many want to call on a holy God? How many want to see their sisters and their brothers in Christ Jesus blessed? I want to see other people blessed. It's not just about my foe and no more evangelist doors. Hallelujah. Jesus said, God said, I've got folks that you know not of. And if you won't do what I have assigned you to do, I'll pull you down. I'll take you out the way, and I'll put somebody in your place that's going to reverence me. I'll put somebody in your place that's going to honor me. I'll put somebody in your place that's going to obey me. I'll put somebody in your place that's going to speak with thus say the Lord. God ain't playing with us. Let brotherly love continue. And I know some of you all are planning to come Saturday. Oh, but if you miss Friday night, hallelujah, you won't catch an end part on Saturday. Dr. Singleton is coming part one Friday evening. So if you miss it, you can't go back in the archives. You're going to have to wait until the tapes are released. Lord God is doing something. Amen. Turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 10. And what does it say? It says, be kindly affectioned one to another with, here go that word again, brotherly love. Let me read that again in case you missed it. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. So I have to be kindly affectioned, show kind affection to you. With what? Brotherly love. Ain't no lust in me. The lust is in my flesh, but I don't lust after my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And it says, and honor. I just don't have to be kindly affectioned to you with brotherly love, but I have to do it in honor. I have to honor you as the Lord. I honor you as my brother and sister in Christ. Honor, preferring one another. What does that mean, Sister Benoit? I have to prefer you over myself. I have to come to your aid. I have to be compassionate with you. Even when if my natural sister got a need and then my spiritual sister have a need, what do I have to do? Well, I already told you in Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. He said I have to do good to all men, but he told me to be especially. I have to have a special love for the household of faith. We want to treat the saints of God any kind of way. And then when we go out to folks that's living like devils, we won't put them up. We acknowledge them. Yeah, and we edify them, but we won't edify our sisters and our brothers in Christ. The devil be damned. You edify your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. That's who you're supposed to edify. And then you continue to pray for those that's not in the body. Because all souls, remember, they belong to the Lord. Y'all ain't going to like me today, but it's okay. I know what the Lord speaks to me. I don't know what kind of conversation you have with him, but I talk with him every day. I commune with him every day. You might not hear me talking to him every day, but in my heart, honey, I'm communing with the Lord God from glory. Because he didn't give the opportunity to my mother for me to come on in here. No, she couldn't do it. All the preaching and the teaching my mother did to me while I was a young woman, I did not hear. But almost 30 years ago, I went into a church of my relatives. Hallelujah, a church that I didn't even want to go to church that night. I was watching the All-Star game, and the Lord spoke to me and said, who's going to help you? These basketball All-Stars are me. I had just moved to California, a young woman, 30 years old, just turning 30, with two children, an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I needed help. I was staying with my aunt in a one room on a sofa sleeper with a girl, 11 years old, and a 7-year-old boy. We all slept on that sofa sleeper together. Hallelujah. But when the Lord spoke that to me, I left them with my aunt. And I went to that church, and I heard Ella Pitts, I'll never forget him, and he preached the message, and he said, I'm good. And I got up that night, and I got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And about a couple of months later, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've been running for my life ever since. Don't tell me. You can't live, you can't love, you got to love. Hallelujah. You can't expect to see Jesus and not love. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, with love have I drawn you. So if Jesus have drawn us with love, then the love Jesus drawn us with, we have to share that love abroad. It has to be shared abroad, evangelist Kenneth. God is not playing with us. Hallelujah. God means business. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9, and let's see what it says. I'm talking about let brotherly love continue. We're giving you a precursor. We're giving you some little preview this week of what you'll hear, hallelujah, in this upcoming conference, because we're not there for no form of fashion. We're not there to try to convince nobody. We're there to preach and teach the gospel to people's hearts are pricked until their hearts are pricked where they can call on Jesus and they can know that there is life in every situation. When you call on the name of Jesus, there's life. I have a sister been locked up in prison for 20 years. And every year I told her, this is your year. Every year. So imagine and she's 45 years old. But every year, hallelujah, October, for 20 years next month, January, she's been locked in January 1993. And every year I told her that the Lord was going to bring her out. Hallelujah. And guess what? I've been telling her this year the same thing, that the Lord is going to bring her out. And I'm not a lying wonder. Ha! Ha! Let love continue. Let's read 1 Thessalonians, verse 4 and verse 9. I mean, chapter 4. Verse 9, see, I get excited about this thing. I don't know about y'all, but I love the Lord. Oh, I'm happy with the assignment he's given me. I don't complain. Hallelujah, because every day the Lord gives me breath in my body. I'm going to do what he has told me to do. Now, I'm not perfect. Please know I'm not perfect. Hallelujah, but I love the Lord with all my heart. I love him with all my soul. Oh, hallelujah, I've been down and out. Hallelujah, I've been in prison. I've been in bonds. I've been in chains. I've been in shackles. Hallelujah, I've had mind battles. None of y'all have gone through any of that, but that's all right. Keep on living. If you live anything, you will suffer. The Bible says you will suffer persecution. You ain't going to escape that, baby. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. Verse 9 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, but as touching brotherly love, there go that word again, brotherly love. See, people think I just pull something out the cloud or I'm on the internet looking for something. No, I don't do that. I don't have to do that because I serve a big God. And all I have to do is go to my God, and he'll give me whatever I ask for. Hallelujah. From December 2011, Evangelist Campbell Doris and Evangelist Kinnaman has been on this line with us from almost the inception of this broadcast. This month, on the 9th, we have been on Blog Talk Radio for a whole year. And the subject matters that God has given us have been profound. And they came from God. God deals with the hearts of men. Folks don't want to, and people don't want to be around folks who talk about the Lord said this and the Lord said that every day. That's not me. But that the Lord gives me, honey, I stand on it unequivocally, unapologetically. I stand on it because if God gave it to me, anything God gave me, he'll back it up. All I got to do is stand. He said after you've done everything, stand. Stand. Hallelujah. It says, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God. Ye yourselves, listen to this, is taught of God to love one another. Glory to God. We are taught of ourselves. God already gave us the perfect example, the perfect role model, the perfect manual, the perfect lamb was Jesus. Hallelujah. He lived this life. He said, I suffered such as you did. Hallelujah. He said, I know what it is to suffer. And when it came time, hallelujah, for the scriptures to be fulfilled in his life, hallelujah, this flesh didn't want to die. This flesh didn't want to suffer. And that's what this flesh, it ain't no good thing, the Bible says, in this flesh. So for a moment, Jesus was in his flesh. Because he said, Lord, hallelujah, why have thou forsaken me? Why have thou forsaken me, Lord? He told the Lord, he said, take this cup from me. Let this cup pass. But when he came to himself, he said, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. How many is telling the Lord to let his will be done in our lives? Hallelujah. How many are actually saying, Lord, let your will? How many is getting out of this flesh and saying, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done? Ah, oh, but turn to this last scripture for the day. I got to give you the Ayamoshiye. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got to give you this last one. Woo, Lord, I bless you today. You know God is a good God. I could have been out of here last month on November the 9th with my car hydroplane. Spun around 5 or 6 times on the freeway from one side to the other. And the Lord held back traffic behind me where nobody came in. Nobody was able to come and crush me. Hallelujah. Lord had to call a hydroplane. The enemy was trying to take me out. But how many know the Bible said that Jesus told Peter? He said, Satan desired to sift you as wheat. But he said, I already prayed for you. That your faith don't fail you in the time. In the time of adversity, in the time of trouble, in the time of chaos, well, in the time of confusion. Hallelujah. I was confused, Evangelist Doris. Oh, I was frightened. Hallelujah. And I quote that all the time. God ain't gave me the spirit of fear, but he gave me the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. But I tell you, when you face with a situation, you don't know what, and you put into a position where it's your life being threatened. Hallelujah. Oh, God, all I could do was call on Jesus. And I was scared. I would not tell you on this line. I wasn't fearful at that moment. But even in the midst of my fear, hallelujah, the Bible says, oh, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Evangelist Kinnaman, the Bible said, the Lord will lift up a standard against them. And that's what the Lord did while that car was hydroplaning. He lifted up a standard against the enemy that wanted me dead. He wanted to take me out, but the Lord said, not so. I'm not through with her yet. I'm not through with her yet. She got to get back on Blog Talk Radio this Friday evening. It ain't over for her yet. She still got some work to do. She still got some house cleaning to do. Hallelujah. She still got some children need to be saved. She still got some grandchildren and 2 great sons, great grandsons that got to be saved. Jesus said, I'm not through with her yet. Hallelujah. And as that car began to spin around 5 or 6 times, I just was holding on to the wheel. I took my feet. I knew not to put on brakes, because I sure enough would have been dead. But I just held on to that steering wheel. And I called on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And after that car stopped spinning, hallelujah, it just glided on over the embankment. And the Lord already had a safe passage for me to land. I'm reminded of that pilot. Hallelujah. I don't know if he's saved. I don't even know if he knows the Lord. But I'm reminded when he landed that plane. He landed it in the ocean. Hallelujah. The people was able to walk out safely. Oh, I'm telling you, the Lord took me over that embankment. Hallelujah. And I didn't know how far down the embankment was. The car just glided on its own. Wasn't no railing over there on the shoulder. The car wasn't tore up. Ooh, that's a testimony, a fresh one. Hallelujah. And as it went down, I say it was like a quarter of a block. That's how far down that embankment was. It wasn't that deep. And then it just leveled out on flat ground. And I was right there at the intersection of Highway 12. I was able to get on that intersection. I still, my mind was shaking. Hallelujah. My bearings was almost gone. And I still went the opposite way. And a big 18-wheeler was headed in my direction. And I'm driving east on the west side of the highway. And the big 18-wheeler, all he did is honk at me to let me know I was on the wrong side of the highway. Oh, I tell you, Lord God is good. Woo! are blessed in the day. Turn the chapter of Galatians and let me finish this thing, because I'm feeling this today. He said, let brotherly love continue. I guess y'all say every time Sister Andrea has to speak, she feels it. Yeah, that's right. I feel it, because guess what? I'm on my assignment. I don't know about y'all, but I'm on mine every day, and I'm looking for the Lord from Zion, to be my God. I'm standing on the promises of God. I ain't standing on your promise, because guess what? I can't put no confidence in your promise. Oh, but when I put my trust in the man, the man that steals the city, the man, hallelujah, that gave me life, the man that died for me. Oh, God, I bless you today. Woo! Chapter 5 in the Galatians. Let's read this. And then I'm gonna let y'all come on in here, because I know y'all feeling it. I ain't the only one God done did something good for. Oh, hallelujah. He's done better than good. Because God is always better than good. And even the good that he does is better than that. My cousins, the Singletons, now on their second CD, they had a song. They sing, the Lord's love is better than that. The name of it is better than that. God's love, they sing about the food and cornbread and grease. They say he's better than that. Hallelujah. I ain't singing about that today, though. Hiya, no more cheating. Oh, I bless you today, God. You've been good to me. Verse 13 in the 5th chapter of the book of Galatians says, we're going to read 13 down to 17. It says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, there go that word again, but by love serve one another. I have given you 4 scriptures today where this is the New Testament. I didn't go nowhere to the, I didn't go to no book in the Old Testament. How many know we're living under the dispensation of grace? He said, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Listen to this. Thou shalt love, or a T on it, you shall do it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. How many are fulfilling this scripture? Some of us don't even know our neighbors. Ah, Lord, I bless you today. Verse 15 says, but if ye hate, excuse me, because this is one of my favorite ones I like to just put on folks when I see mean, ugly, nasty saints that can't love. But they want to, I got another more shot, go off in tongues every 5 minutes, but they can't love their brother in the natural. Come out of your tongues, baby, because God ain't even recognizing your tongues if you can't love your neighbor. Ah, glory to God. Verse 15 says, but if ye bite, B-I-T-E, bite, what does that word mean? If you continue to stab at your sister or your brother and tear them down, take a plug out of them every day, God ain't pleased with it. He said, but if ye bite and devour, eating up one another, gossiping, lying, spread rumors that you don't have no truth to substantiate anything you're saying, just jealous, envy-hearted. You got folks like that right in the body. They're not out in the world, they're in the body. Yes, Lord. And he said, take heed if you're biting and devouring your sister and your brother in Christ Jesus. And even if you're biting and devouring your next door neighbor, the Bible says, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. The thumb in the street, that's your neighbor. Them walking the streets, prostitutes, that's your neighbor. All of these that's not living righteously, they are your neighbors, so, because you are to encourage them. You are to teach them. You are to admonish them. Lord, I bless you. Take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. So you know what? When I see ending in strife, I get away from it. I get away from it because I don't want the wrath of God to consume me when I'm in the midst of evil folks that never have nothing good to say about nobody. They're down the pastor. They're down the pastor's wife. They're down the pastor's children. They're down their neighbor's children. They're down their own children. Lord, you know something wrong with them. Hallelujah. All right, let's go on and finish reading. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you're walking in the spirit, if you're communicating with God every day, you won't fulfill the lust of this flesh. You will be steadily telling the Lord, let brotherly love continue. I have no reason to be envious of Dr. Singleton coming to preach in this conference this weekend. I have no reason to be envious of Pastor and Pastor and Prophetess and Apostle Cheryl Harrison. I have no reason to be envious of. I have no reason to be envious of Dr. Burford. No reason to be envious of Evangelist Campbell. No reason to be envious of Sister Scream. Why? No reason to be envious of our psalmist. Why should I be envious and jealous of them? I don't have time for that because I'm fulfilling my purpose. Everybody got a purpose. Everybody got a destiny. I don't know about you, but I have a new destiny, and I'm pursuing my destiny in Christ Jesus. And I admonish you today. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. Don't let the world shape you. Don't let your neighbors shape you. Don't let your friends and your close associates shape you. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That ye, after you do that, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's my aim. That's my aim. Everybody ain't going to like me. I already know that. I would be foolish at 58 years old to think everybody loved me and to think everybody is my friend. I already know that. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible told me to know them that labor among me. I know who's for me. And it's got something that's on my sheet that they think I think they for me. But baby, I know better. Just because I treat you nice don't mean I don't know you. Just because I show you a kind deed don't mean I don't know you. I know who like me. I know who don't like me. I know who care for me, and I know who don't care for me. Jesus said it was 12 that he chosen, and one was a devil. Did not you know? Jesus knew who it was. He said all power was given unto me. He said the Father gave me. I didn't lose none, but that son of perdition. Because it was already proclaimed, declared, and decreed that one was going to betray Jesus. Hallelujah. You better be careful who you dealing with. You better be careful who you walking with. You better know him. You better know him. Let me finish this last one. He says, let me go back to 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17, and I'm closing on that. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. Flesh and spirit. they are contrary to one another. Hallelujah. And the spirit against the flesh. And these, oh, I wouldn't even know that was here. And these, yeah, the Bible is substantiating, is validating. Ah, it's documenting what I've already seen. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. People of God, I explored a lot of things. Oh, why such difficult topics? Why such difficult messages? And do you know, when these messages come forth, especially when I have to deliver them, do you know they find me before they find you? Do you know I have to search myself every day? Do you know I have to go back and apologize to folks that did me wrong? Do you know I have to ask for forgiveness when folks, I know folks have put daggers in my back? I got to go back to them. Ah, and I have to ask for forgiveness, and I got to repent. Ah! The Bible said, David, the Lord said it, not the Bible. God said David was a man after his own heart. Why was he a man after God's own heart? Because David had a heart of repentance. David repented. He didn't mind saying, Lord, forgive me. He didn't mind going back crying out to the Lord. Lord, I've done wrong. Will you forgive me? But some of us will walk around with this pride. We'll walk around with this arrogance. We'll walk around like everybody in the nation have done us wrong and we haven't hurt nobody. Well, I'm here to share with you today, you are wrong. Everybody else is not wrong. You are wrong. Because God is going to hold you responsible, not for what they've done you, but for what you have done to them. Take a look at your own heart. Get in the mirror like Evangelist Campbell preached in October. She said, take another portrait. Because the portrait that you're looking at is not you. Take another portrait. You know, when we look in the mirror, we think we the finest thing. We think we got it going on. But take another look. For the Bible says, think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. We have to get real, people of God. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And let me tell you, we have Dr. Singleton is going to be in this fellowship meeting. And I'm a good promoter. Oh, yeah, I love promoting. I love advertising. I do that well. But I'm not doing it to deceive. I'm not doing it to get nothing from you. I'm doing it to get something to you. We are trying to empower the saints. We're trying to encourage souls. Dr. Burford's nephew was murdered last Thursday. He was supposed to be in fellowship with my conference. He was doing a miracle prayer and faith conference this week that was supposed to start on Wednesday. But after the death of his nephew, the family is tore up, and most of them are in church. They can't even, they just going through. They're going through. So he didn't want to put that upon them. And I'm just sharing this with you all today. Because of his love and his compassion, he postponed his conference. Hallelujah. But we're going forward. We're going forward because it's a mandate. People of God, let me just say this. And I love the saints. I love the leaders all over the country. Anybody that's holding up the bloodstained banner, Ah, I love them. And even those that don't, I have to love them too. But I'm going to have a special love for the household of faith because the Bible told me to do that. Have a special love for the household of faith. Patriot Granny, God bless you on the day I see you, man of God. I see Mommy Activist. God bless you, sweetheart. Love you much. This is another woman. Another one of my sister supporters. See, you don't know who God got listening to you. You don't know who God has watching your life, Evangelist Kinnaman. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't know, Evangelist Doris, who's watching us. Somebody is watching us. And just in that moment when we allow this flesh to take over and we say something ungodly, you may have just lost a soul. You may have just lost a family. Hallelujah. Jesus said, with love have I drawn you. See, we have to draw people with love. Folks don't want to come sit up in no building and there's nobody in there with love. Folks ain't come and pay or visit your church and you beating them up every time they come. You don't have nothing kind to say. Preach the word. Preach the gospel. Get up off all this other crazy foolishness. What is the gospel, Sister Benoit? It's the gospel is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you do that, you will draw people. If you know how to love, if you know how to be hospitable. Now, I'm not saying water down this gospel. Let me just be clear, devil. I'm not preaching no water down gospel. Hallelujah, because God has done too much for me. He brought me out the streets of New Orleans. He cleaned me up. Hallelujah, and God can take anybody. He can take the one that you think the least of and cause him to be the greatest. The greatest what? The greatest servant to all mankind, because we need to know we're servants. I went to an affair. This weekend, the honor, appreciation, 50th celebration for one of my friends in the Bay Area. And I tell you, I wouldn't have missed it because he supports me. And I've been knowing that family for almost 30 years. And knowing, hallelujah. And when we got there, the young lady, she was in church with me in Los Angeles, and she said, you all responded a little late, Sister Adrian, so I would have had you at the head table, but you responded a little late. I said, sweetheart, I'm here to celebrate with the bishop. I ain't into no head table status, okay? I'm fine. He's going to see my face, and he'll see that I drove from Stockton to Antioch Golf Course, me and mother, to pay our respect and to come and celebrate the man of God for the, not just, we wasn't there to celebrate him for the work he's done, but we were celebrating his 50th birthday. We weren't there to honor him for the work that he's doing in the community. We were there just to celebrate him being alive. Sometimes we so spiritual. So we ain't no earthly good. We don't even know how to sit down and just enjoy one another. We're not out here getting out, dropping it like it's hot. They didn't have everything there was in decency and in order. We wasn't not up, down, up on the floor, dropping it like it's hot. No, I don't attend none of those events. But I don't shy away from them if the Lord tells. See, you got the Bible said to be the gain friends, you got to show yourself friendly. So sometimes you got to show up to the church picnic. Sometimes you got to show up to the school picnic for your children. Sometimes you got to show up for things. That don't mean you're partaking of it. You're showing up. Because guess what? When you win the heart of a child, you won the heart of their parents. Am I right, y'all? Hey, my grandson ain't going to spend the night at nobody's house that I don't know about him. If he need a friend at school today and talking about tomorrow, he's going to spend the night. Oh, I don't think so. I'm going to meet their parents. I'm going to meet their parents, and I'm going to see how they're living. Now, y'all might not want, and I know some folks is angry with me today, but this destiny focus for this week is let brotherly love continue. And I encourage each and every one of you all to get to this conference Friday night. Dr. Singleton is headlining. He's the only headliner for Friday night. Saturday, we have some other headliners. Dr. Burford and Prophet Harrison are going to be on Saturday. But he's headlining Friday night, and this young man is anointed. He's been saved and serving the Lord since he was 11 years old. He's 48 years old. Hallelujah. And he knows his Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He teaches in a seminary. He teaches the Bible. And we're talking about true fellowship. We're talking about letting brotherly love continue. So I gave you four scriptures on today. You can do your own research, but each one of those scriptures was talking about love. Well, I gave you five, really, because I gave you Galatians 6 and 10. And for those of you that signed on late, I'm going to give you these scriptures again. Hebrews 13 and 1, Romans 12 and 10, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9, Galatians 5, 13 through 17. And they're all speaking the same thing. We're talking about let brotherly love continue. I just seen Evangelist Joshua drop in. I saw Evangelist Kinnaman drop in. I see Evangelist Doris still on the line. I see Patriot Greg. I see my sister Dawn in Texas. This is my biological sister. Hallelujah. If it come to my biological sister and this is my biological sister and also my sister in Christ, let me say that. So guess what? I'm supposed to have a special love for her because she's in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. I have to consider her being in the body before I consider even Danielle. Well, I won't say Danielle because you know what? She's serving the Lord too. Amen. So I'll edit that from the message. Amen. So we thank God. I thank God for you too, mommy activists. I haven't been able to chat in the chat room today, but God bless you. I know you know my sister, and I know you love her, and you're praying for her. Thank God for the man of God, Patriot Greg. And also I thank God for the guests that I see online. Guest 4259, I don't know who you are, but you've been with us since the inception. And I tell you, today I was encouraged, Evangelist Doris, because I talked to Dr. Singleton before the broadcast, and I want you all to know that he's going to be on this airwave on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. I'm going to get a lot of preliminaries out the way, so about 1:10, Dr. Singleton is going to be on, and he's going to give you a little preview of what to expect in this conference. He's going to be talking about Christian character development, and you got to have some character to be able to love. You have to have some character to be able to fellowship. So he will be on the line ministering again to us Thursday. That's the day before the conference. So don't miss Thursday afternoon. Invite someone to come on and listen and hear what he has to say. He's not going to do the fullness. You got to be in the conference to get the fullness, and we're going to have some CDs available for you for this conference. So we thank God for you on today. I'm going to go to Evangelist Doris, and along with Sister Screen is going to be doing a business opportunity meeting. Evangelist Doris, I want to tell you, Saturday morning, you're going to have to make a sacrifice and come on this line on Saturday morning. My girlfriend, Minister Billy Burns, hosts a segment called They Overcame. And we had one of your senior vice presidents on the line testifying, and that was none other than Carnell Riches, the husband of Selena Riches. He said he's the first senior vice president in North Carolina. He was on this line Saturday morning. We come on at 5 in the morning. It's 8 o'clock his time in North Carolina. And my girlfriend is hosting this segment. So you got to wake up one of them mornings. I said, Lord, I wish Evangelist Doris was on the line. And I talked with him later, and he told me how sweet you are and how he just loved you. So that was one of your peers in your Five Links business. So we're going to Evangelist Doris right now and see if she'd have a word.
Oh, it's so hard for me to say a word right now, but I've been really enjoying the sermon and the word of God, all those scriptures. Thank you so much, but it's a little bit noisy where I am, and I don't like to be a nuisance. Thank you so much. I can't wait. I'll definitely try to be on Saturday morning. I'm usually on the prayer line from 3:40 to 5 a.m. That's why, yes, almost every night we're on the prayer line, 3:40 to 5 a.m.
Wow, it's the first time hearing of it.
Yes, every night, every morning. So
every morning, well, that's a blessing.
Yes, yes. That's why by the time I lay down 5 a.m., but I'm trying to stay up.
Can you make that announcement and give the people the contact information for that prayer line?
Yes, it's actually a prayer line. It's a man of God, Apostle. He's from Chicago. He lives in Chicago. Sometimes it's like 3,000, 2,000, 6,000 even people on that line. It's international now. It's really incredible.
Okay, well, you're going to have to give us that information.
I'm sure
our listeners would like to know that. And that's 3:30 to 5 o'clock a.m. Is that California time?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that is 5:30, that's 5:30 Central Time. And 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So if you have that information, if you don't have it today, you can give it to our listeners at another time.
Yes, I think it's 712. Yeah, I think it's 712-432-8813. 712.
Is it an access code?
Yeah, 712-432-8813.
Is it an access code?
Yes, and then the pin code is, the pin code is
574018. 574018. All right, so that's
He's usually on 7 p.m. California time and then 3:40 a.m. It's really powerful. It's really awesome. You can listen to the prayer line online, everything, all over the world, beyond that prayer line.
All right. Well, I tell you, a couple of years ago, we didn't have access to this type of technology. So
yes.
I tell you, the Lord is just setting up his people all over the nation. Because you know what, Patriot Greg? The scriptures have to be fulfilled. And Jesus said, this gospel is going to be preached to every creature. Huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every nation is going to hear of this gospel.
Yes.
And guess what? He won't make his appearance until it's been preached to every gospel. Because no man, mommy activist, is going to be able to accuse God of anything. When we stand before God, we won't be able to say, Lord, nobody told me about you. Nobody told me you live. Nobody told me you're saved. Nobody told me I needed the baptism. Nobody told me. No, I can go on and on. But you know what? That's all right. We all going to stand for ourselves. See, your parents and your children is not going to be able to testify for you. The only one that's going to be able to give a word for you, my scripture tell me, is the shepherd, the one that is watching for your soul. So if you don't have a shepherd today, if you don't have nobody watching for your soul, shame on you. We need a shepherd. The Bible said the Lord is my shepherd. We know the Lord is our shepherd. Well, we have to have a natural shepherd because the Bible says he watches for your soul. He watches for your soul, and he is the one that's going to have to give account to God for you. So don't say, when people say, oh, you ain't got a heaven or a hell to put me in, don't ever tell that to the man or woman of God. Because guess what? God is going to take into consideration their testimony for you. God already got a record. He knows the shepherd. Because he said, all souls are mine. He knows the shepherd and he knows the sheep. But he may have to ask the shepherd, can you vouch for this woman? Can you vouch for this man? What can you say good about this? Because you know what? I got some ugly, I got some negative things on my report about this woman. I have some negative things on my report about this man. Can you give me another report? Even though the report I have, ain't nobody can even say anything about my report, because remember, God keeps an impeccable record. But the Lord is going to say, and I'm just paraphrasing, the Lord is going to say, now, Bishop Singleton, Sister Adrian got saved under your ministry. And then she left your ministry and she moved to Atlanta. And she had another overseer. Now she's back in California and she had another overseer. Now, the Lord is going to say, now, I'm not even going to ask the other overseers anything about her. But can I ask you something about a Bishop Singleton? And Bishop Singleton will say, oh, sure. Yeah, and then the Lord might go proceed on and say, well, tell me something about her character. Tell me something about her commitment. Tell me something about her faithfulness. Tell me something about the souls that she has brought in, the faith that have came in through her encouragement. And Bishop Singleton be able to see that. And then I have another bishop that I know will say something good about, Bishop Leo Lewis. He going to call on Bishop Leo Lewis. And Bishop Leo Lewis, hallelujah. I would say this and I would quit. I had Bishop Leo Lewis to come and minister at my church here in Stockton. And he was running a meeting in the Bay Area. And I went and picked him and his son up, who's a minister of music and also a minister. And Bishop, I just love Bishop Lewis. Okay. But Bishop Lewis got up there and preached, and I don't know what he might say, but he's a man of God. He loved the Lord. And he's a presiding bishop of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide. You can look him up on the web if you need to. But Bishop Lewis got up there, and I was so tickled. But he got up, and Bishop Lewis began to say, he began to tell him, he said, now, let me tell you something about Sister A. He said, one thing I say about her, she will work. She's a worker. He said, now, if y'all ever get tired of her, send her on back to Atlanta. He said, because guess what? If Adrian wants to backslide and turn to and become a Muslim, I tell you what, you'll find her at the mosque working. I said, Lord, where did Bishop get that from? That's what he said. So I'm saying, people of God, and I ain't boasting in me, please know that. If I tell y'all some of what God has done for me, y'all wouldn't even believe it. If I tell y'all where he brought me from, you all wouldn't believe it. And it ain't nothing but the goodness of the Lord. And I say, ain't y'all forgive my ebonics. I'm just real like that. God has done so many wonderful things for me. I can't tell it all. He's done so many wonderful things for my family. He's done so many wonderful things for the leaders and the visionaries that I have been graced to set up under. I don't have a bad report on any of us. All I can speak of is how good they've been to me. All I can speak of how wonderful they have led the flock of God. All I can speak of is the compassion and the love that they have for the sheep. Amen? Because one day some of them were sheep. See, in order to become a shepherd, you have to be a sheep. God just don't, leaders are just not made like that. You have to, Dr. Singleton going to be here this weekend. And he has a motto. He has a motto that he says, preparation plus opportunity equals destiny. So God has to prepare us. And how does he prepare? We get in this word, he says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided. See, we got to rightly divide this word. We can take one scripture, and evangelist Doris might have a different comprehension of that scripture than I. And why are we going to fall out? Because we have different comprehensions. Now, if you might say it one way and I might say it another way. But as long as we all come back to what the Word of God is admonishing us to do, then it's a good thing. We shouldn't fall out. We shouldn't fall out because you're a Baptist and I'm a Methodist. No, I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. I subscribe to there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Yes, I've been born again. Yes, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. Yes, I have been filled with the Holy Ghost. If you haven't gotten that, then guess what? I'm going to love you till you get it. Ah, hallelujah. Let me stop. I got to stop. I'm going to let y'all go. Lord have mercy. Because I could go on and on and on and on because God has been good to me. But I'm going to see if my sister can have words. And those of you that's in the chat room, we just thank you. Again, before I close, I want to remind all of you that I'm like, you know, and I never beg, I never ask you all for anything. But this week, this is a special week. This is our true conference fellowship. And I'm asking every listener, I'm asking everyone that have been privileged to hear these messages from December 2011 until this month to sow a $25 seed. A $25 seed. And guess what? You can enable someone to attend this conference. Now, let me clarify something. Though I've already put it out there, if you desire to be in the luncheon, and you don't have the funds, come. We won't turn anyone away, and we will have enough food to serve you. And just as though we served the one that had the $25. But we're asking those that can't come to sow a seed and bless someone else. Amen? And you can send that seed to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 57-02, and that's Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Once again, that's New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And if you're not a friend of ours, you can visit my page, New Destiny Ministries, and you can also visit my personal page, Adrian Bernard, and befriend me on Facebook, and you can see our flyers, and you can see that we're doing something. We're on here, we're trying to spread the gospel. That's all it's about, people. It's not about money, because the scripture tells me my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. No money on earth could have saved me last month on November the 9th when my car hydro plant. I didn't need your money then. I needed a savior. I needed a God that was able to deliver me, a God that was able to send his angels and tell us, save her. Save her life, hallelujah, and they did that. So I tell you, I have enjoyed, I feel like I'm coming, Evangelist Doris, I feel like I'm coming to the end of something because, you know, I'm thinking about a year on the 9th of being on this Blog Talk Radio, and I feel like something is ending, and I don't want it to ever end. I don't want no assignment that God gives me to come to an end. If it comes to an end, I'm asking the Lord to have another assignment for me where I don't have no time off. I don't want to take no time off. When it comes to doing the work of the Lord, I want to be free. I want to be able to move as he wants me to move. Oh, Lord, we done used up all the time today. Let me go to Dawn. God bless you all. We're looking for a good time in this conference, so praise the Lord, my sister. How are you? Dawn?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Have you sewn your seed yet? No, I don't answer that. I'll talk to you after the board. I'm just messing with you. But God bless you. We're looking for you to come to California. You're going to have to come and visit Danielle one of these Christmas. No, I'll say that, not one of these Christmas, because next Christmas I'm praying that she'll be home. Matter of fact, God can bring her home this Christmas. We just need some believing saints. We need some believers that can believe that in the next 20 days, the day is the third, the next 22 days, God could have Danielle walking out the door. I believe it. I just need a few more people to believe with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dawn, you have any words to say?
No, I'm trying to arrange this furniture in here.
Oh, you're at your new home.
I just moved, and this is my day off, and I'm trying to get something straight in here.
Okay. Well, we bless you and thank you for tuning in, even as you're trying to rearrange and situate your furniture in your new place. We just bless the Lord for your faithfulness. We thank God for your support. We thank God for you just being a beautiful sister, biologically and spiritually. And we really praise God for you. And those of you that won't be able to attend, we have some certificates of appreciation. And please email me your mailing address where if you're unable to attend, everyone that have graced this line to speak, to teach, to preach, even those that just tuned in to listen, I want to bless you all with the certificate of appreciation. Even if you listen live on the archive, I want to just send a certificate of appreciation to you. Amen. So if you can email me at newdestiny54 and send me your email address, or if you can inbox me on my Facebook page or Twitter page, I appreciate it. And we will certainly send you a certificate of appreciation. We thank God for your support. We thank God for you listening, and we pray that your life has been enriched. We pray that your life has been empowered. Hallelujah. And we just pray God's blessings over your life. Amen. So Sister Doris says she's in a busy place, so yeah. I won't ask her to give us a closing prayer, but I'm going to close out with a word of prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you, Lord God, for being a vessel that you have used in this hour. We thank you for the message that you gave us today to give to your people, Lord God. Now, God, that someone was encouraged. I pray that somebody's heart was pricked, Lord God. I pray that somebody would try earnestly to get into a church where there's love being exhibited and demonstrated. Get into a church where they're living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Lord, I remember even the bereaved family of Dr. Burford on this week. Remember the mother, Sister Lenora Vance, God. And remember the Vance family, Lord God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to bless in this conference that's coming up. Bless God. And Prophetess Harrison, and bless Dr. Burford, and Lady Adams, and Evangelist Campbell, and Sister Green, and all those that's going to participate in this conference. Bless all of my bishops and my pastors and my evangelists and our ministers that support this ministry. family, Lord God. We asking you to give them traveling mercies as they travel here for this True Fellowship Conference. Lord, give them safe passage over the airways. Bless Dr. Single to come safely over the airways, Lord God, and the byways, Lord God. Allow them to invite somebody to come out. Hallelujah. Lord God, we want to pack this place with people that don't even know you. Bring somebody that don't know the Lord. Bring somebody that needs healing. Bring somebody that needs deliverance. Bring somebody that needs to be set free in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we're asking you to lay your hands on these men and women of God that's going to minister the word. Strengthen them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless their finances, Lord God. Bless their children, Lord God. Bless their spouses, Lord God. Remember Prophet Addison. Remember Pastor James, Lord God. Remember Bishop Bayabi. Remember Elder Raymond Cumber, Lord God. Remember Sister Ruby, Evangelist Joshua. All those that have been asking off the line. Evangelist Caldwell, Lord God. All bring them back on the line this week. Lord God, and when Minister, when Dr. Single can come on Thursday, let them all, those that started with this ministry, started with this Blog Talk Radio, let them come back to hear the word on Thursday, Lord God. Oh, we bless you for everything that you're doing. Oh, we bless you for what you're going to do, God. God, for you a God that never forgets. You're a God that never forgets. Bless Evangelist Doris in our business, Lord God. Even a business opportunity means. Lord God, we want soul. We want pastors and members to sign up, hallelujah, and become business partners, Lord God. Even the five links, that opportunity that I haven't even had an opportunity to really work, Lord God. This year, Lord God, I want to work it. I want to work it like I sit at my kitchen table. I want to be able to sit at my table and call people into this business where it can transform their lives in the name of Jesus. Remember my children, remember my son, Lord God. Continue to bless him in Angola, God. Bless all those men that are in prison, all those that are afflicted, all those that may have addictions, Lord God. I'm asking you to let your blood cover them. Remember my sister Danielle, God, and even my mother that's traveling up here in about 2 more weeks, Lord God, to visit my sister, Lord God. The request that I made, God, that you can have Danielle home for Christmas, Lord God. I'm believing you that you can do it. If it's your will, God, let it be done. If it's your will, let it be done. And I know it's your will for her to come home. In the name of Jesus, remember her children, Lord God. Remember my grandchildren. Remember Evangelist Doris twins and her daughter, God. Remember all those. All those, Lord God, that's standing in the need of prayer. Remember the Claiborne family today. Even Pastor Singleton. Lift her up before you today, God. Touch her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Theodora Glover. Remember her, Pastor Jackie, God. All those that have come on this line and have been a blessing to this ministry. God, you, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to say goodbye. We're not going to say goodbye, but we're going to just close this broadcast. We're looking forward to seeing you on tomorrow. I don't know who's going to be ministering this weekend. Just remember Thursday that Dr. Singleton will be on. I'm going to try to get Elder Cumber on here if he's available either tomorrow or Wednesday. Amen. I don't know about Friday, but I might have somebody to stand in my stead because I still have a lot of things that I have to get in place for this conference. So maybe I can find someone to stand in my stead on Friday because I will not cancel. I will not cancel this Friday broadcast. I don't care what's going on. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you all with the love of Jesus. And we're going to close out with this song that I played by Yolanda Adams. We have been talking about Let Brotherly Love Continue. We're going to close out with the same song we open up with, Open Up Your Heart. See, you know, this is Christmas time, holiday time. You know, everybody is in the scared of the holidays where they won't give gifts and they won't do this and they won't do that. But ask the Lord to open up your heart, not just Christmas time, but let every day be a day that you can open up your heart to somebody. Amen. God bless you. I open up my heart by your love and have a Jesus name.
It's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you.
Hallelujah.
And ask
Donna, I'll call you.